Lesson 4. Boy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. How many times have we quoted that scripture? And I know our kids know that scripture, but I want you to, this week, really be able to get across to them what a powerful thing joy is. Joy is not just smiling or being happy. You know, I think sometimes we confuse, and our kids probably confuse, the feeling of happiness with the fruit of the spirit of joy on the inside of us. There, two things could not be further apart. You know, feeling happy is easy to do when things are going great. But when things are not going great, the feeling of happiness goes away. It being happy relies on your circumstances. But happiness just is not enough when a tough situation happens. And I know that in your Super Kids congregation, there are kids that are going through tough situations. Some of them may be really tough. Some situations the kids may just feel like are tough. But either way, to them, it's a tough situation. And happiness is gone because of that situation. And so we have to teach our children to reach inside and walk in the joy of the Lord because it's not dependent on a situation. You may be like me, have had times that were really hard. I've gone through some hard things, and yet I can even maybe be in the middle of crying about something and something on the inside of me will come up. And the more you choose to walk in joy, the more it will have the freedom to come up. And the joy of the Lord comes up, and you just start sensing the presence of the Lord in your situation. And that is a spiritual power, His joy that's on the inside of you, to walk through difficult things with your head held high and walking in faith. I've seen kids, one of the things that I've done when I've taught this, which is a good thing if you want to try it, I'll take the kids through some highs and lows, and I'm talking about, you know, hey, it's Christmas, you got a new puppy, yay! Oh, but he messed up the carpet, oh! And you go through this series of things, your mom makes you keep him outside, oh! But he likes the outside and you can play with him, yay! I mean, you take them through, take a, whatever circumstance it's appropriate, and take them through these ups and downs and let them see the difference in happiness can go away very quickly. You know, circumstances just have to change. But the joy of the Lord will walk you through things. It's powerful. It's not based on feeling. It's not based on circumstances. It's based on a constant flow from your spirit. It's based on a power that's in you. And the thing I like to get across to the kids with this, too, is to cause them to begin to see how the fruit of the Spirit work together to create winning situations for you. The joy of the Lord is in us. When a tough situation occurs, it comes with pressure. And, you know, sometimes that pressure can feel like it's almost worse than the situation. Sometimes for our kids, well, you know how it is. Sometimes things can just seem so important to them and to us. We look at it and we think that's not that big of a deal, but the pressure of it on them feels like a heavy rock. And without the joy of the Lord, it's like that rock just lands on your chest and there's nothing you can do. You're tied up, you can't move. But joy comes in, removes the boulder, unties your hands, and allows you to walk in the things that you've been promised in the Word of God. Let me explain. Joy comes in. You're crying about something. Joy comes in. And all of a sudden, you lift your head up and you stop crying. And then what happens? I've done this. This has happened to me more than once. Faith is able to rise up because you get your mind off your circumstances for a moment when that joy comes up. Faith rises up. And then you start to say, wait a minute, I'm healed. Or wait a minute, God meets my needs. I'm not going to be under pressure about this. God meets my needs. And so you begin to lift up your head, and then faith comes in, and you start to think about what God's promised you and how much you believe in what He promised you. And then the next thing that happens, peace comes. These fruit of the Spirit just work together to take you from being sad and feeling like there's no hope to knowing in your heart that God is going to see you through, and all of these powers on the inside of our super kids are going to cause them to be overcomers and win in every situation. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is in there to win any faith fight. Amen. Hallelujah.